Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Mike Rizzo is going to join us coming up in an hour. So far, you can vote at Junks Radio. We're asking you in our Surfside poll of the day, who deserves the blame for the Nationals becoming bottom feeders since the 2019 World Series? Out of the three choices, Rizzo's last with only 5%. Scott Boras has 9%. Ownership, 86%.
Wow.
Wow, 86%. You can vote ownership
at Junks Radio. Speaking of polls, the Washington Post did a poll with Scar. I'm not quite sure who Scar is. It's called the Washington Post Scar School Poll. And they asked about the fans of the Commanders and the team name. I'll start with the fans. What they found is, and we've always known this, winning brings out the fans. So a year ago in D.C., 45% of the sports fans said they were Commanders fans. That's up to 61%. So from 45 to 61. In 2023, it was 31. So it's gone 31, 45, 61. So since Snyder's bounced in 2023, it's gone up double.
People have accepted it. Winning matters. That's all that matters.
Winning cures all.
If you win, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I think my man Cakes is going to lose this bet.
So
yeah, I've less confidence with every passing
so that's just,
at this point.
That's just rooting for the team. Rooting for the home team, again, has basically doubled in 2 years. That's during Josh Harris's run, and it obviously helps that they are winning. Here's what's interesting. The name. In 2022, people were asked about the team name. Nobody liked it. Even last year, only 34% liked or loved the name Commanders. But that has increased dramatically, too. So, Cakes, you're going to hold on to they're going to change the name, but then you go to what some of the things that the owners have said about the team name.
Yep, I know. It's not great.
What is the percentage of people that like the name now?
I thought it was above 51% now.
Right.
Yeah, makes sense. As compared to 32% last year?
Right.
Is that what you said, 32? And if they go 12-5 this year, 11,
here's the problem.
It'll be 68%.
Here's the problem, and it's a good problem to have. Jaden Daniels is making people that hate the name or think the name stinks, making it irrelevant
name.
Because
yes.
If they keep winning under the Commander's banner and keep putting up 10, 11, 12, if not more, win campaigns, then people aren't going to care about the name so much.
Right.
It'll become an afterthought and is already becoming an afterthought.
Nailed that.
So I may be taking an L here for the first time in a long time, taking an L.
The first time.
Most likely. I'm not surrendering yet. But safe to say that my forces, we've been retreating. We're facing heavy artillery fire, and we're retreating.
Yeah. The owners aren't going to change it. It's just too big a can of worms. They got bigger fish to fry. They're winning. It's an afterthought, Cakes.
Yeah. It's
an afterthought.
Not important, apparently.
I will say this.
I mean, Mitch Rales said this back in 2023. He said, the ship has sailed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to relitigate the past. We're about the future. Then you look at quotes from Josh Harris. He says, the Commander's name has taken on an amazing element in our building. Certain types of players that are tough and love football are delegated Commanders. Jaden, for example, is a Commander. So we're moving forward with the Commander's name. We're excited about that and not looking back.
By the way, you mentioned that Mitch Rales is at the Pacers game earlier. His brother is a Pacers minority owner. So gotcha. I guess that's why he was
How do
there.
Those Rales, how do they all have money? How'd the brother get the
well,
money?
Well, they're all billionaires.
How?
They started a company back in the early 80s.
Oh, they started one together.
Yeah, and it's like one of the biggest companies in the world.
Okay. What is the company they started?
What's Danaher, I believe, is the name of it.
What do they do?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you one thing that they produce, sell, manufacture, but I know that it's made them filthy rich. So good for them.
You know, one thing, one reason why the Commander's name is so, you know, it's just like growing on people is obviously because of everything you mentioned. Jaden, they're winning, won 12 games last year, won a couple playoff games, got to the
NFC
Championship. You know, everything's exciting now for this year. They had Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil. We like the draft. But, man, Warren Sharp put out a tweet yesterday that makes me want to reconsider when we go through the schedule. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys all saw this. From week 12 on last year, and we all know that we won all these close games and everything, and the Hail Mary. From week 12 on, we played Cooper Rush, Will Levis, Jake Haener, Kenny Pickett, Michael Penix, and Trey Lance.
Yep.
Those are the quarterbacks we faced heading into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He said, overall, the number one easiest quarterback schedule of 2024.
Don't be a schedule scaredy cat. Don't be a quarterback scaredy cat.
Yeah, but
over
EB,
there.
Who'd they beat in the playoffs?
Impossible. That's impossible.
Yeah, but you don't know
who they beat in the playoffs, though.
Okay, they beat an overrated Jared Goff.
They beat Baker Mayfield and Jared
Baker,
Goff.
A journeyman in Baker Mayfield.
What's to say?
A journeyman who was having a fantastic year.
I do. I like him.
In weeks 12 through 18 of this upcoming season, they could face a bunch of backup quarterbacks, too.
Okay, they could.
We don't know what's going
to
happen
unlikely,
in the future.
Unlikely to face that.
Unlikely, but we just don't know
crop.
At this point.
That was the easiest quarterback schedule in the league last year, if you base it on quality
the
of
Commanders
your
Commanders could be facing all backup quarterbacks by the time they hit the second half of their schedule. We don't know what injuries or poor play.
That's not the defense I would like. I would like the defense to be, well, they could still be good quarterbacks. Like, you know, Jason said.
That's always my defense, is that Commanders have Jaden Daniels. You shouldn't be a schedule scaredy cat.
No. I love our quarterback, but we're not going to face a weaker crop than that group that we faced last year.
All right, but the Eagles game, they put up 36 points. I get it. Kenny Pickett finished. Jalen Hurts started.
Yeah.
He was concussed in the game. So you throw Kenny Pickett in there. I think that Eagles win was a quality win. That was against the number one defense in the league.
Right, and then they
put up 36
they
points.
Beat us by like 100 when it mattered.
Okay, yeah. It's going to happen.
I'm just saying, listen, I'm still bullish, but it
sounds like you're a little scared. Warren Sharp scared you.
Oh, I'm always
scared. You got
scared. I'm always scared.
Back to the
I'm
name.
Always scared.
And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. So in 2024... just a year ago, only 34% liked the name. It's up to half of D.C. area residents. Now, they surveyed 1,600 people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy this? 800-636-1067 is the number. Some people might say, I don't believe this. Because I don't know. They'd say that half of D.C. area residents like or love the team name.
Yeah.
I think it'd be hard pressed to find anybody who loves the team name.
I would cut it off at like.
It's just that people accept it. No one's gonna like it.
I think there are more people who do love it because they won last year.
I think they're just fine with it.
But out of the half, out of the half that like / love, it's probably a very small percentage that love it.
Right. I don't think anybody really likes it. It's just it happens to be the name. Jaden is like the sexiest player in the league. We got the hottest jersey in the league.
Like, have you come across one person in your lifetime that said, I love the Commanders rebrand / name?
No.
I haven't.
No.
I haven't met one single of those people out there.
No. But it just becomes a back burner issue. That's all. It's something you don't get hostile about.
I've always said that.
So have I.
Winning is a great perfume.
It is. Winning's a great deodorant. But I'm sorry. I like good brand names. I like good branding.
We'll find one somewhere else. They didn't do a great job, but they
you know what? Thanks, Ron. Thanks a lot, Ron, for Commanders. That's your stain / legacy on this franchise.
Right.
Good job. It's another of many. Just throw it on the pile.
Now, I don't have the figure on how many hate the team name. Do we have that figure? Because we're speculating the difference between like and love, which are, you know, it depends how you term a poll. And we find that every day when we have to do our poll of the day. But hate, there's a lot. There are a lot of people, though, that I think claim certain things and then There's no way they follow through. I got a buddy who told me he had two friends of his who swore they would never wear anything Commanders. Mm-hmm. And they also like hated the whole Snyder era, but they really hated the team name. Once they got good again and made the playoffs, they were wearing Jaden Mania jerseys.
Of course. They got swept up in the Jaden Mania.
Hottest jersey in the NFL. The black one I got is fire cakes.
Black one is nice.
God, it's a great jersey.
It's a good one.
All right, let's go. Hey,
by the way, this is super encouraging news for Josh Harris and the rest of the owners to go from DC residents, 36% rooting for your team, which is embarrassing, by the way. That only 36% said that they were rooting for the home team, up to 62%.
I mean, that's a massive jump. That's just in one season.
That shows you what a fair weather fan base this is.
Well, also what a superstar Jaden Daniels is to get that many people back on board after just one campaign.
And then if you break down DC residents, it was 43-55. Northern Virginians, 30-49. Suburban Marylanders, 36-50. I mean, it's just across the board.
I will say this. There are going to always be a percentage, and I don't know what it is. Probably less than 50% just because we're older. But, like, old heads that just... I guess I could say I hate the name. I definitely don't like it.
I'm always not going to like the name. Yeah.
But I'm still going to support the team,
sure.
Still gonna, whatever. But you're never going to convince me it's a good name. There's going to be that percentage.
How could you?
It's probably less than 50%, but it's going to be a rock hard number. Mm-hmm. It's not going to change. You're not going to change my opinion ever and say it's a good name.
No.
I'll never say it's a good name. I'll let Beth say, you know what? It's an afterthought.
You'll say, here's what
you're
saying.
I just want to win.
This is the worst thing you can say about it, too. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's growing
whatever.
On me, or I'm resigned to it. It's fine. That's horrible now, for your branding and your logos and everything that goes with it. But here we
I'm
are.
I'm also in the minority on this one. The Wizards has totally grown on me. I actually think it's a great name. Washington Wizards, I think, is a great name.
Well, you may feel differently in 15
about
years.
Commanders.
If you're still alive. You're still on this planet.
Let's go to Ed in D.C. Ed, what's up?
What's up, guys? I just wanted to say, man, I still hate the name. I don't care what nobody say. I hate that name. Mm. But
it's less of an issue, though, right?
Say it again?
It's less of an issue because they're winning.
It's somewhat. I mean, they can be the Washington Pajos for all I care if they winning like they are.
Right.
But I still don't think that the name thing has gone away. Because you remember the committee that turned over the land said that they weren't going to turn over the land unless they honored the Native Americans. So
that was one congressman. Grandstander.
He was the lead committee. He was the lead chairman or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but what happened with that?
I think the land has already moved to D.C.
It's already been transferred.
That issue's
dead.
We've
already forgotten that dork's name.
Yeah, we had him on the show. We had one guy grandstanding. That was it. Let's go to Mary Ellen.
Oh, I know she hates the name.
Mary Ellen.
You are correct, JP. Very correct. I don't say the word. I say the C word. And it means different things to different people.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely means something different.
Draft says that word all the time.
Yeah.
It's very vulgar.
It is Redskins 24/7. I had a big birthday a couple years ago, and my family, you know, I'm totally into sports, and they all know it. And they got me all like, oh, this is bad. They got me Juan Soto Nats jersey, so that didn't pan out very well.
Right.
But they got me, obviously, Ovechkin jersey and stuff. And my brother's like, oh, we tried to get you the C word.
Right.
You know, he said the word.
Right.
Gear but we couldn't find any. I'm like, you don't even know me. Huh. You're my brother. You have no
clue. So you wouldn't wear Jaden Daniels jersey at this point?
No, I won't ever wear Commander stuff.
That's where I think you're in the extreme minority. Like you hate it so much that I do think you're in the extreme, because I do think Jaden and winning has brought people out of the closet. They're dusting off their old gear or even their new gear. They're buying new gear because they have pride in the organization. And even though they cringe when they say the name, they have pride in wearing the colors again.
Well, I mean, I think the team is a lot more palatable under the new ownership. But for you know, obviously with Snyder gone. But I'm a Redskin fan, and you can always find Redskin stuff still, and I'll just replenish that.
You can wear that. Okay, fair enough. All right, thank you, Mary Ellen. Appreciate it.
Hold on, real quick, yeah. Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
Had they not gone with the name Commanders, Cake's favored gold.
Brainstorming. It was
Jason
the greatest idea.
Favored hogs.
Yes, of course.
Hogs.
How would you have felt?
Nothing at all.
It has to be Redskins.
The only name that I would have slightly liked would have been Red Wolves, because of the it's kind of like the Native Americans were native to the land, and then the wolves would have been cool. That was the only name that I would have found acceptable, but. Nothing will replace the Redskins, period.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary Ellen. Appreciate it.
She's resolute. We'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. One question I have regarding this survey is where it's going to be next year? Mm-hmm. Where is it going to be 5 years from now? I would say that the growth of the fan base is the most encouraging. And I think at the end of the season, you talk to people who went to the last couple of games, kind of felt like the old days, especially the Falcons game. Truss Way talks about the team kind of being willed back to victory by the fans. Mm-hmm. And that was a game. Look, I went to the Steelers game and it was still half Steelers fans there. But the Falcons game, it was all burgundy and gold in the stadium.
Which is great because, I mean, we've seen the apathy that set into the fan base while Snyder was the owner. And we just saw countless takeovers by opposing fan bases. And is it still going to happen at times with heritage teams like the Steelers, Eagles, Giants sometimes, teams with big fan bases, especially that are local? Sure, but you're seeing more and more of it, people going to root for the Commanders.
So I
giving
think
them a home field advantage that they've lacked for like 25 years.
Yeah, so I think that's super encouraging. With the name, I think the older set, the Mary Ellens of the world, they're dug in.
Yeah, they're trying.
They're not going to like the name, right?
50 and over, you ain't going to.
Yeah. But the younger generation that's coming up,
they don't care.
They don't care much. And then I know that this is 5 years, 10 years down the road, but take your six-year-old, like our pal Chris Farley. He brings his three kids to the game, took them to Philadelphia, takes them to games all the time. They're all Commanders.
Well, all they've ever known
and
is Commanders.
They're fine with it.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, the next generation that are going to be fans for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, they're going to be fine with it. So that number is going to go up, too. I don't think that number will go up as high as maybe the fan base. Mm-hmm. And the fan base here is never going to go up to 100% because there's just too many transients.
I think we'll get to the calls in a second. I think if you got Josh Harris in a room by himself and poured him a drink, he would tell you, I'd love to have the team still be named the Washington Redskins, but that's never going to happen. It's not going to go back. So he and his group, they're trying to make the best of a name that let's be honest, they were saddled with by a former regime. They're doing the best they can with it. And like Jason mentioned, they've got other bigger things they have to worry about, like getting the stadium done, getting the council to vote on it, starting that process, This is what, like they've said, it's way down the list.
Well, hopefully,
on their priorities.
The fan, and I don't think this is going to happen because I don't think the team is going to slip back to where they were pre JD. But hopefully, let's just say that the Commanders have a down year this year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's some injuries. They just don't perform like they did last year. Hopefully, those fans that were all jacked up last year don't regress and come back to where they were a couple years ago and they stop going to the stadium. Now, I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think the team. I think the team's going to be good if they stay healthy, but you just hope that's not the case if the team struggles.
Valdez, can you check the bet book? How long do I have to wait for Cakes to pay me on the name change bet?
Oh, I think I said.
I remember you didn't believe this. This is what Josh Harris said.
Yeah.
You did his voice. And I remember we analyzed these two sentences to death.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. And so we're going with that. And I remember you were like, we're going with that? You're like, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, I mean, it's very lukewarm. If you think that's not lukewarm, we're going with it. That's not saying we love the name Commanders.
No.
It's saying we're kind of stuck with it. We're doing the best.
But to some of us, to some of us, that though, we're going with that meant they're not changing the name, and you weren't buying it.
Yeah,
by the 2027 season.
Oh, I've
you got two years.
I've eons of time. Years.
The bigger one is with Drab and Eric.
Okay,
that the new team name will be introduced with the new stadium. That is for $100.
And I said no.
Correct.
So that's
who made that bet?
Drab and Eric.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay. You got to wait till 2030 on that.
Yeah. I don't even know what that bet means.
In other words, when they have the new stadium, they're going to introduce the new team name.
By the time they move, I think it was by the time they move into the new stadium, they will have it.
Yeah, right. So 2030.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
way,
yeah.
When the stadium, $100
same
check.
When the stadium,
you're
going to
Venmo me or Zelle me or whatever it is
I'm
in 2030.
I'm just as confident. I don't care about a fake news poll from the Washington Post.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you, now you love the Washington Post.
Oh no! I didn't even know who did the poll. I don't even know who did the poll.
It was the Post and the Sklar brothers.
No, it's Shar. He's called him Scar.
What happened to the Sklar brothers?
Who knows? Weren't the Shar like Shar was one of the minority owners
White
under Snyder?
Shar.
Shar. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I'm 99% sure.
I would be very curious to see how they did this study, because it maybe it's a little confusing. Because if you go up to somebody on the street and they got, you know, they're a fan of the team and they say, hey, are you cool with the Commander's name? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the Commanders. Okay, check for the Commander.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, how scientific is this poll?
Are they explaining explaining the name debate?
Mm-hmm.
And explaining the change from Redskins to Commanders.
I think the point of the poll is people are fine with it. That's the point of the poll. It's not that they love the name. No one's going to love the name.
They're fine with it. The people that really, really, really hate the name.
Yeah, you're never going to convert them.
Well, no, there's also a little bit of the how the name was taken away. Like there's definitely that part
for sure
involved in the whole
for
thing.
Sure. 100%.
Are we sure Rivera's name isn't at the bottom of that poll, like in really small letters, tiny ass font, nobody can see.
All right, let's pay out these calls. Got a limited time here. Let's go to Brian in Silver Spring. Brian, what's up, buddy? Y'all with the jokes.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So, never liked the team name, but I've learned to live with it. But the one thing that I'll just never accept, and it sounds so horrible every time I hear it, is that we had the best team fight song in all professional sports. And hearing the new version with the Commanders in it, I can't. It's almost cringe.
It's awful.
People get mad when we kind of cling to the past, but it's just like they just need to get rid of it entirely, because it does remind us of the past. It's about as horrible as Elijah Green's batting average, if you could remind him. Remind
Man,
Mike
that's
Rizzo
brutal.
That.
Come on, that's a kid.
Hey,
go easy.
You can't hit on all of them.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, buddy. All right, let's go to Tom in Salisbury. Tom,
what's
up? That's
the same guy. Somebody tweeted me yesterday
I'd like to say I'm not from Salisbury. I'm from Hydesville.
Hi.
Okay, all right.
Big difference.
But you're just in Salisbury right now?
The Master Catholic, 87.
All right, nice.
Oh, okay, cool.
I am in Salisbury right now. The one lady that just called said she'd never accept the name or wear the swag. Well, they have jerseys that simply have a W. They don't have Commanders on them.
I don't think she'd buy those either.
You know, I rock those. Cakes is a jersey aficionado. So I'm pretty sure he's seen the jerseys and stuff with just a W, the hat, just a W. As far as the name, I've seen red wolves in Sligo Creek Park. I could accept that.
You've seen a red wolf?
In Sligo Creek Park?
In Sligo Creek Park while playing golf. I ran my tail.
Sure wasn't fox. You probably saw a fox, Ricky.
No. It was like three of them.
Okay.
Well, foxes
it was
can
three
hang
foxes.
Out.
Foxes.
Yeah, there was a wolf pack.
But from what I've been told, they're pretty indigenous from Sligo Creek Park area.
Didn't know that.
That's the first time I've heard of that.
He's got an animal expert right. for Sligo Creek Park.
If anybody else has seen a red wolf,
but I'm never gonna get butt sized over this name. I don't see how it fits us.
Yeah.
You know, how does Commanders fit us? And then what are we commanding? The Red Army? I mean, we were burgundy and gold. What are we commanding? Russia?
Right.
All right, you're not a fan.
This guy's on a shtick. This guy's all over the place.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, buddy.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a great one.
All right, Tom.
Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Hey, Eric's going to play with you at Sligo Creek next week.
Yeah.
Hit him up.
Be careful of those red wolves running
off. If anybody's seen a red wolf, they say, I don't know anything about red wolves or anything, but red wolves, they say, are native to southeastern United States.
I don't think this is considered the southeastern portion of the United States.
How much bigger is a red wolf than a fox?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I've played at Sligo probably about 10 times. It's only nine holes.
I'm going to guess he had a few beers and he saw a bunch of foxes running around and he wanted to believe they're red wolves.
Right.
That's what I'm going
to
go with.
All right, let's go to Jerry in Largo. Jerry, what's up? You're on with the joke.
Jerry will.
Why? No, I can't stand the name. It's very juvenile. It sounds like a kid's football team name. The Commanders. Yes, let's go, Commanders. It is not cute. I don't know anybody that likes it, honestly. Honestly, I think.
Will you wear the gear, though? Will you wear the gear anyway?
I don't. No, I don't. I do what the gentleman says. They do have things. They have a W on it. I don't even say Commanders. Like if somebody say, what's my team, Washington football team. I don't even like saying it.
And it's that was a bad name, too.
Why don't you just say Redskins, then?
Yeah, it's not because I don't, I do respect how some of the Native Americans feel about it. So I'm fine with it not being Redskins.
Some of them.
But I do not want it to be Commanders. It is just corny. It's silly. It's juvenile. I would never accept it.
How old are you?
You always said I would never accept it. I'm 40. I'm about to be 48. So okay. When the team was good, I was very little for that short period of time. I was young, and then they've been bad for the other part of the time, and now I'm coming into them being great again. So I'm excited. But I love my team. I'm a season ticket holder, but I will never, ever, ever like that name. It's stupid and corny.
Right. Team never.
All right, thank you.
All right, she's pretty resolute.
Let's go to Nigel in Reston. Nigel, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm not a Commanders fan. My son is 6. He's a Commanders fan. He loves the name. I'm a Packers fan, and I don't care. I don't think I love the name. I love the team, and if they change it to something that sucked, I'd probably be like, why'd you change the name? But I don't think it's the name that I'm holding on to. I don't think anyone's really, like, some people hold on to Redskins, but was it really a great name or just, like, a great team?
I don't know. It's just the name
tradition.
You grew up with. Yeah. So hold on. You're saying the Packers is not necessarily a great name, and if they changed it, you wouldn't care, essentially.
Unless they changed it to something bad like Commanders.
Right.
But if they changed it to like the Green Bay football team, I'd rock with that because the Washington football team, people didn't like it at first, and then like come week 10
or 11,
like,
on people.
It's got a ring to it. So,
it did grow up. I did too at first.
I thought it was just so boring.
But if you did a poll right now, would you rather them be named the Washington football team or Commanders? Washington football team would win.
Probably,
but it's not great either.
Yeah,
hey, I just saw in the Washington Post article, they do say how many people responded hate.
Yeah.
I'm surprised how low it is.
Yeah.
So according to the Post, about a third of area residents said they don't like the name. 36%.
Mm-hmm.
9% said they hate it. I would think that was higher.
Probably.
But maybe the hate is just the loud minority.
Well, it's a very loud minority. It's a very loud group. How big it is, who knows?
I think that's a lower percentage than it was last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah. Let's go to Dennis.
I can't remember when were they named Commanders.
It's funny. Nothing lights up the phone lines quicker.
When did it happen?
Yeah, when was that?
2-2-22, wasn't it?
22, that's right.
Yeah.
Dennis!
Big reveal.
The big reveal.
Worst reveal ever.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, haven't talked to you guys for a while. You know, here we go, back on the same old topic, the name change. you guys all know how I feel about it. It was a stupid thing to do. And I'll say it, it was dumb. I mean, we all are dealing with the name Commanders. I mean, we have no choice. But when I talk to my friends and whenever we're talking about football, I always just say, if I'm talking about the team, I always say Redskins. Yeah. Redskins. I still have my Nike Redskins sweatshirt, hoodie I wear around. If I was to make any other name for it, that kind of even semi appeals to me, would probably be the Warriors. Any other name just doesn't appeal. The Red Wolves, no, that doesn't fly with me. And I've been a Skins fan for
man for like a very, very, very
But
long.
Isn't it a back burner issue? Dennis, look, everyone has their opinion on the name. Isn't it a back burner issue now because they're winning? It's not as important.
You don't think about it as much.
It is, but not all the way. Listen, I'm an older guy, man, and the Redskins is never, ever going to go away. We can win the two Super Bowls in a row, but I still want my team to go back to the name Redskins.
Right. It's just not, though, unfortunately. It's just not.
It's all the old heads want Redskins back. I mean, it's the most tried and true formula ever.
That's what it is, yeah.
And it is true.
Weren't they the Braves originally?
I don't know.
So all these people that are gung-ho on Redskins, they changed the name from the Braves.
Yeah. And it is true that young people, like in their 20s, they don't care.
They just don't care.
They're fine with Commanders.
Yeah.
They don't care at all. This is what it is. We're aging out. Yes. We're going to die off. In like 20 years, it's not going to matter at all.
Nope.
Remember, we got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock, the Nats GM and president of baseball operations, Antonio Daniels on the NBA playoffs at 9:25. Here on the Junkies. All right, still to come on the Junkies, we got our pal Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops. He'll jump on at 9 o'clock. We can ask him about Elijah Green. What I was going to say, that one caller who mentioned Elijah Green,
yeah,
may be the same guy who sent either a tweet or an Instagram DM and said, "Can you ask him about Elijah Green?"
Okay, well, somebody really,
because I don't know that there are droves of people.
I know
that want us to take a deep dive into Elijah Green.
Is he still kind of like behind the curve? So. Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is. We're going to do.
Hey, everybody develops on different timelines.
Drafting MLB guys is way different than drafting, certainly in the NFL, and I'd say even the NBA, which the NBA can be dicey.
Yep. All right, let's open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you, set you up with a sales rep, treat you like a rock star. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right on their website. Mike Marr does it all the time. He's dreaming about one. BMWoffairfax.com. I think Drabby's look. Are you looking to upgrade your vehicle, or are you good right now, Drabby? You're always a BMW guy.
I'm always looking to upgrade.
You are.
Always in the market.
Are you a 3 Series guy?
I'm a 5 Series.
Oh, you're up to 5 Series now.
Highfalutin.
Yeah, because you're a big family guy now.
Yep.
Got two kids. By the way, did you teach your kids how to ride a bike yesterday?
Oh, I'm going to post the video.
Go ahead.
This past weekend.
Well, go ahead.
I gotta give Eric Bickle props.
Thank you.
The teaching your kid to ride a bike in the grass, it's 100% foolproof.
Yeah. You can't
mess
lose.
It up. They pick
They're
it
not
up.
Afraid to fall on the grass.
They're not afraid.
Yeah.
Within minutes. Now my kids had balance bikes for a long time, so they already kind of got it. But the training wheels were on their bikes for 2 days max, and I said, "What are we doing?
Yeah,
get this off. Get in the grass.
Yeah."
And
boom, they just pick it up.
They pick it right up.
As soon as they figure out that balance, they're off and running.
Yep. Excellent.
JP Finley texted me the other day. He's like, "I think I might need your help." He said, "It's not working." I don't think he had done the grass bit, though. And I said, "Take him on the grass." And I never heard back. So I don't know. I got to follow up.
Hill can help, too.
A hill?
Yeah, you put him on a grass hill. Going down, then you got to keep going.
Well, not too steep of
not
a hill.
Not too steep.
Because if you're on flat, sometimes it's hard to start.
True. But just give him a little push. Yeah. It's just feeling the balance. Once they feel the balance and they're not afraid to fall, then they're off and running.
I don't know if it was intentional, but in the video that my wife took, I'm definitely saying, "You're riding a bike."
I thought you were doing a bit.
It just came out. It's implanted in my brain. I was "You're riding a bike."
I thought you were doing a bit. When I saw that, I said,
"No,
oh, he's
it was
doing
completely
a bit.
Natural."
You sent me that video, and I said, "Oh, he's doing a bit."
It wasn't on purpose.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's instinctive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So congrats. And they both learned it. Boom, boom.
Back
no problem.
Back, yeah.
Was one quicker than the other? Do you have
Tinsley's
one
a little more athletic.
Which one?
Tinsley, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Tinsley. All right, I forgot. I got all my stories here online. Dude. The printer's not working here. Shocker. By the way, the thermostat not working here either also. Just so you know.
Roger didn't fix it.
Still not working. It says 70 degrees.
Yeah,
it feels
right.
Like it's 52.
Yeah. It is chilly.
Roger must be on vacation because I was dying for him to come
figure out the printer with me this morning.
Couldn't do it.
Drab and I thought that Valdez was going to suplex the printer and destroy it into a billion pieces this morning.
So bitter.
I was a hair away from going postal.
Yeah,
this morning.
It was pretty close. there were some trying moments.
And then I said, "Cakes, give me your small dainty hands over here. I need you to
my nice medium
to dig into the printer and pull this paper out.
Medium, slightly pruny hands because I've only had one little bottle of water so far. Uh-huh. Got a little bit of pruniness to the fingers.
I think Roger is. Didn't he say he was going on vacation this week?
I don't know.
He definitely hasn't tweaked the thermostat. Just so you know.
Well, when we had the whole incident with Frank Caliendo, you could tell Roger had no idea.
Call the thermostat people. Call some HVAC guy. I mean, aren't there a million of them?
Call Crop Metcalf in here.
Why don't we just get Crop in here to fix our official studio? I bet they would do it. What do you think?
I'm sure they would.
Drabby, are you okay with that?
Let's do it, yeah.
You're the assistant program director. You got any pull around here?
This is it. They're hearing it right now.
Yeah. If we contact Ben and say, "Hey, can you send a guy over here? The thermostat, it says 70, but it's 52 degrees. And if you put it on heat at 70, it'll go to 100. In other words, it doesn't regulate the temperature. It's either all cold or it's all hot. Probably why I still have this runny nose.
And a cough. Your cough has been...
My cough is actually more voluntary than involuntary because I'm just trying to cough up this dumb phlegm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get rid of it.
Does he hit the cough button when he coughs?
Twice out of 10, I would say.
Look, I'm the same way. I'm pretty good at hitting the cough button, though.
I noticed Valdez has... Everyone has a little, just annoying little cough right now. Freaking allergies and everything, it's annoying.
Definitely. I don't have a cough.
Well, you're lucky.
Don't have a cough. Yeah.
You're lucky. A lot of people do.
Well, I'm sick.
Yeah, I feel great. I just have an annoying allergy. Very annoying. Yesterday afternoon, I don't know how, I just stumbled onto it. I came home from hitting golf balls in the rain. Probably another reason why I have runny nose.
Yeah, no wonder you're sick.
I mean, it was like a steady rain, too. Like, it was coming down.
I know, he thinks he's getting ready for Royal Port Rush.
No, I was going on a golf trip.
Guessing that's where the Open's being played this year?
Yes, of course.
Flexing his muscles.
I'm going on a golf trip today. I hadn't picked up a club in 5 days, and... It was supposed to be a two-hour window of no rain. As soon as I get in my car, it starts raining. So anyway, I saw Cakes there. He's making fun of me. He and his son were hitting balls.
We were out there. There were four people in the range. Me, my kid, EB, and like one or two other guys. That was it.
Yeah.
It was freaking raining. Who hits golf balls in the rain that aren't professional golfers?
Is it covered?
No cover.
No.
Covered?
I did think about going to the nubby covered spot across the street.
Just
to hit more, but then
you're going to pay $17 for an extra large bucket.
Yeah, to hit the worst balls ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. So when I got home, somehow I stumbled on Twitter. The X launch. I guess I don't know if you guys saw any of this. It is kind of interesting to watch. This thing is a massive rocket.
You mean SpaceX?
The SpaceX thing that they're launching into the
saying that Twitter was being launched.
The Starship thing. I don't know anything about it. But I know how massive it is. I'm just kind of just watching it live. I got in there like 2 minutes before launch. They stopped about 40 seconds before, and I thought it was going to get halted, right? And because they're worried about leaks and all this stuff. And I watch it take off. The woman that's there as it's...
That's her life.
It's her life.
Yeah.
And as it's taking off, it's like for the first five minutes or so of the mission, they're so excited. The woman is like giddy.
And then
do we have
that audio? That'd be awesome.
I don't know. But and then it gets kind of quiet, and then they say, "Oh, it's unfortunately spinning out of control right now, and it's very unlikely it's going to make reentry."
Yeah.
Into the Indian Ocean. Yeah, it's, I guess. But they said it was better than the last one. So it's the third in a row that's blown up.
Thankfully, it's unmanned.
All I can think about is all the money these guys
are
like on fire.
I mean, can you imagine being the first manned? If there's a man after all these explosions?
No.
Who's going to get on that thing?
Dude, it looked like a perfect takeoff, perfect launch. You see it for 5 minutes. It's just underneath space or right on the edge of space, what this one was planned to be. It looks perfect. And then it goes quiet. And then they say, yeah, it looks like it's unlikely to make a nice reentry.
Not that he's going to miss it, but how much of Elon's money did he blow up in that?
I don't know.
In that explosion?
That's all I could think about. Because those rockets, they're massive cakes.
Yeah.
And they just keep blowing up. They've had a few successful ones. But after about 30 minutes, it began spinning out of control. And the commentator said, our chances of making it all the way down to the Indian Ocean
are zippy.
Are pretty slim.
The cost of a SpaceX rocket launch is roughly $67 million per launch.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think that accounts for blowing it up into a billion pieces.
The company later said the rocket experienced a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. In other words, it burst apart.
Yeah, it's called blowing up.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. I was watching it. I have to say, I kind of got into it. And I especially got into it when the woman was all excited.
Okay. Hey, whatever gets you horned up for space, EB.
Yeah, that definitely did. Yeah. All right, I know we have Rizzo coming up. It didn't even scratch the surface of the EP. Maybe we could do that after Rizzo. I know we also have Antonio Daniels, right?
We'll do the EP at 9:40.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. When we come back, Mike Rizzo.